الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، عمر سليمان. This is a man who, at a minimum, in 2016, started supporting homosexual rights, trying to push it among Muslims in specific under banner civil rights, human rights. 2016, at a minimum, he attended a vigil to support gay rights. He spoke at that vigil and insisted that he will continue to stand with America, as you know, including, you know, gays, straight, cry together, pray together, stand together, gay, straight, Floridian, Texan. That's what he said, 2016. Since then, he attended Allah knows how many vigils for the same cause, whether the cause was partial or the whole thing. Meetings, coalitions, speeches. His face appears with, like, if there is somebody who is supporting gay rights, standing, taking maybe a video or a picture of themselves, or somebody's taking a picture or a video of them. Omar Suleiman, his face is there, his head. The evidence to what he has done is tremendous. Videos, conferences. Like in 2020, the conference in East Plano Islamic Center, Plano, Texas, was held at the masjid. The host was Dr. Yasser Qadhi, the resident scholar at EPIC. Used to be a good masjid. Allah knows what happened to them. Yasser Qadhi specializes in, do you support gay marriage, same-sex marriage? Politically, yes. Morally, no. So the conference, 2020, who's the guest? Doctor, don't forget, Omar Suleiman. What's the title of the conference? Please listen with both ears, if you can. Please, both ears. LGBTQ plus, balancing our faith with civil rights. The title says it all. He spoke for about 50 minutes. Circles, circles, circles. Half al-fudul, oppressed people. Rasulullah made coalitions with the mushrikeen. The title is Balancing Our Faith with Civil Rights. The designation LGBTQ plus. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they gave this title to their own conference to expose their intention against Islam, Muslims, honor, and Muslim children. So until 2020, until today, he attended conferences after that, such as the ICNA conference with Yasser Qadhi, politically yes, morally no. Ilhan Omar, who dances with the gays in the street without any shame. And him, he didn't denounce their stance or denounce himself for what he did or said before. Vigils, conferences, meetings, his head, face appears with this guy who supports gay rights, this guy, unbelievable. So this includes the walk hand in hand with a woman who supports gay rights. She didn't have to say anything. She was wearing the rainbow flag. They stole the rainbow that Allah gave us. La ilaha illallah. So we'll take it back, inshallah. They don't own it. Hand in hand with that woman, Umar Sulaiman, PhD, working with her, lots of things happened, including they went all the way to a priest of some kind who said some kind of invocation I never heard of. And then he anointed the forehead of a Muslim woman wearing hijab with the cross. And a Muslim man with a beard on his hand, the cross. And Umar Sulaiman is standing there. I don't know what he's thinking about. Was he thinking about how did I lower myself to this? Or Allah knows what. He's standing there. Let alone the ruku', the kneeling he did, where somebody was pouring sacred water with the cries of pagan prayers. You lowered yourself to this, Ya Umar Sulaiman. We didn't do it. So from 2016, at a minimum, before that, Allah knows, all the way until now, you have not denounced what you've done before. You're not a courageous man, I tell you here. You're a Japan, a coward, not a Japan, Japanese, not Japan, Japan. You have to admit to what you've done, man, so you can cleanse your image and your heart, inshallah. I did it. I was calling for it. Was calling for it under civil rights. I attended vigils, coalitions, all kinds of political meetings that support partially or totally gay rights. I was there in those walks. Please, young men, do not imitate me. Don't do what I did. It was wrong. It was haram. I committed a major sin. Oh, Allah, forgive me. I am against LGBTQ plus and any other letter they might introduce to the formula. I am against gay rights. I will work from now on and make my activism to support those who are against gay rights, whether Muslim or not Muslim, and to make sure that I am doing activism where I live in Dallas, not far away from Houston, the gay masjid, that to tell people don't go to that gay masjid. Also, the local educational committees or whatever they call them, councils, I fight them all the way when they try to push books that teach this filth to our children using our taxes. And maybe I'll tell Muslims what Jalal Abu Rub and other people and his wife been saying for decades. Do not send your children to public schools. Nothing. Just issued a 3-minute, Allah knows what it is, LGBTQ question. Where is the plus? Anyway, LGBTQ question. Didn't say anything about the LGBT. Qiyas. We can't support what's haram in Islam. I did not say that you said that in Islam, homosexual activity is halal. That's not the topic. You are separating Islam from the civil society. That's what you're doing. Even though Islam is a total way of life, there is nothing called civil society outside of the laws of Islam. But you and Yasir Qadhi separated Islam from the political, from the civil. And you're supporting it there under political cohesion. So the topic wasn't that you were saying in Islam it is halal to commit homosexual activity or to support them. It's about this part, see? Separation between Islam and state, which is kufr. You know that. It's kufr. And there is nothing civil about homosexuality or about any sin. They are sins. By definition, they're filthy. And you chose the filthiest sin after shirk to promote. Until today, you haven't said, I sinned. No LGBTQ plus is allowed. Islam controls the civil and the religious. LGBTQ is not a civil right for anybody. I'm against it. I'm going to be wrong. I did before promote these things, but I'm saying from now on, I'm not going to do it. But he issued a statement that works with the foolish people who keep jumping up and down. Where are the words? LGBTQ is not a right, civil, political, moral, human. It's not a right. I'm against it. Of course he's not going to say that because he's waiting, laying law until the time when the heat is less than what it is today, which made him issue that non-directional 3 minute telling us about qiyas and how to treat our neighbors. Keep it to yourself, man. I don't need you to teach me how to treat my neighbors. He wouldn't say that. So he's going to lay law. And while his people are attacking everybody who says, look, he didn't repent. He didn't do it to repent. He didn't say it's civil right. He didn't. Because what? Because his name is Omar Suleiman. His name is Omar Suleiman. He's the one who's supposed to come with explanation. Not some foolish people who would follow him no matter what he says, no matter how destructive what he says to their religion, their honor, to their children, to their girls. La ilaha illallah. It's like no ghayra here. No jealousy. La ilaha illallah. They defend him. Why are you defending him? I'm receiving from people criticism. He didn't repent because he didn't do it. And who's that who appears on all these vigils and videos and, you know, the water poured? Who's that? His double? Do we have twins of Omar Suleiman? We don't need twins. We have enough trouble with one of them. And I'm saying it here without any hesitation because his name is Omar Suleiman. So you're criticizing me for saying that he called this a civil right and he was promoting it. But he didn't. Some of them said, no, he didn't even do it. And others say, he didn't call for civil. Yeah, he was there. Poor choice of words. Why? He's been poor choicing words since 2016 and going to vigils for gays, poor choice of walking, poor choice of water pouring, poor choice of conferencing with Yasser Qadhi, poor choice of attending a conference with Ilhan Omar, who is threatening Muslim countries if they oppress the gay movements there, including the West Bank. Like they don't have enough trouble from the Jews. They want to force the Muslims in the West Bank to accept homosexuals too. La ilaha illallah. He did that. You did that, Ya Omar Suleiman. It wasn't your double. How can you explain to someone who's rational that all these years, all these things Umar Suleiman did. And if you attend a vigil from the beginning to support gay rights or to stand behind the gay community, let me say, and then a few years after that, years after that, you attend a conference under title Balancing Our Faith with Civil Rights, LGBTQ plus. Can you think of anyone who's rational who would say, no, he didn't. No, it wasn't. He wasn't supporting. He wasn't calling it a civil right. So he attended that conference only for the food and for just standing there next to Yasser Qadhi, who says, if someone invokes a dead person, not believing that they can help them, that they are actually have divine powers, then it's not shirk, it's bid'ah. Then why are you invoking dead people just standing there? Why are you invoking dead people? No reason. It's good weather. I like that tree. That's why I asked the tree for help. Can the tree help me? No, no, no. Then why are you asking the tree for help? No reason. So Umar Suleiman, just for no reason, attended all these meetings. A news paper reporter, I haven't met a smart news reporter person. She asks him, and I don't discriminate, men or women. So the reporter is asking him an intelligent question because she was smarter than him. What does the Quran say about Qawm Lut? There are gays in the Muslim community. Since then, and I researched the topic of Qawm Lut, I made videos on these. We have 8 videos, 9 videos. Please watch them about Qawm Lut, what Allah says about them in the Quran. I haven't seen an ayah that says there are gays in the Muslim community. Because he's trying to be a hypocrite. So he issues that 3-minute nonsense about qiyas, about it's haram in Islam if you support something that's haram. They didn't mention homosexual gay activity, period, whatsoever, even though this is what the problem is, man. But he didn't say anything about it. Ya man, ya Umar, Sulaiman, ya Rajul, walak istahi, aib alik, aib alik. Admit to it. You don't need 3 minutes. I did it. What I did was haram. Please erase those videos. Don't listen to what I said before. It is haram. I'm against it from now on. Oh, Allah, forgive me. Nothing. But he's bringing that 3-minute, whatever it is, so that he leaves it to his supporters, the real haters and trolls. He's accusing the people who are defending Islam and their honor of being haters and trolls. These are your people, man. He didn't say anything specific there, just in case in a few months there is a meeting attended by groups that call for homosexual rights, civil rights, human rights. He can go there and they would tell him, haven't seen you in some time. We had some domestic problems with our local community and I had to attend to that. But they're not going to say, you're here after you said what you did before was wrong and you're against homosexual rights and they're not civil rights. See what I'm saying? Because he's not going to lose those coalitions and all these connections he made and cohesion and vigils. And he's not going to lose that for a group of people who are angry with him. So the people who are attacking me, trying to teach me, here he meant that. And that he meant that, this. And that vigil, poor choice of words. And this conference, I don't know what they're saying about the conference. And is your name Umar Suleiman? Because from now on, I'm going to say this. I am not going to allow any safih. Let me say it, safih. After all these evidences, and what the man has been doing in public without any shame, you still come and say he didn't do it. Why should he repent because he didn't do it? He was didn't call it. If you send me any refutation of what I'm saying or rejection, and you bring this argument, I'm going to turn you off, delete you. Because I can't stand for stupidity. Stupidity. Your name is not Omar Suleiman. Omar Suleiman can say, I meant this here, and I meant this there. Like the 2016 vigil, I was just walking around. I found people standing. I came, stood with them. They told me, these people are gays. Oh, okay. We stand together, cry together, pray together. Gay, straight, Floridian, Texan, Puerto Rican. Yeah, just these words just came out, you know. They don't mean anything. Let him explain. Let him explain that the conference he attended with Yasser Qadhi, the GPS was wrong. He was going to another conference, ended up there. So nice food, maybe, being offered. And there I stood next to my buddy, Yasser Qadhi. And then I said some things for 50 minutes, you know. Let him explain. Let him bring these explanations. And he can't, because the evidence that he made in video are against him. The only thing that he needs to do is come clean. So those who support Omar Suleiman, don't bother yourself. Don't send me anything. Unless you agree to criticize this man, boycott him, call the masajid that are open for him still to boycott him, to not allow him to speak, to reject, denounce any attempt to bring homosexuality into the life of Muslims and their children, their schools, and their masajid. I can't stand for stupidity. If somebody wants to be stupid, I can't stop them, but don't send it to me, because I'm going to delete you, because it will be a lie. Your name is not Omar Suleiman. He's still alive. Let him come and say, this is what I meant, and this is what I meant. And then what? He still has not say the words. I supported homosexuality under civil rights and human rights. This is haram, what I did. I repent. I ask Allah for forgiveness. All people who are listening to me, who have been impressed by my activism in this regard, hundreds of thousands of people, don't imitate me. I was wrong. It was haram for me to do that. There is nothing civil about LGBTQ or plus or any other letter. I'm opposed to it. From now on, I'm going to be against it. I seek refuge with Allah from what I have done. Please, oh Allah, forgive me. Please remove these videos. I'm against him. That was a different Omar Suleiman. Is he going to do that? Because if he does, that would be step number one. There are other steps he needs to take to correct other issues. But this one, just like the people of Lut, known throughout history as the people of the city of Sodom, Sodom. Just say Sodom, and people will understand what you're talking about. Omar Suleiman, you stuck your name with homosexuality and gay rights under civil rights. Take yourself out. You still have time. You're young, mashallah, and abandon all these groups that you went into to support this filth. Move from your town, because the people there may not be giving you good advice for the sake of Allah. Make some changes, man. Don't tell me LGBTQ question and then say nothing. How to treat your neighbors. Keep it in your pocket, Habibi. You have a big problem for future generations when they mention your history, what will be the thing they will tie to your name? Ask yourself, ask yourself, ask yourself. I ask Allah subhanahu.